basically the RBI is helpful in terms of aggregation. You know, how they collect teams together. Like, if you take the top 25 in the RBI, and the top 25 in the polls, and the top 25 in the ranking, other ranking systems, you're going to have largely the same teams. Maybe in a different order. And there'll be a few exceptions. But it's largely the same group of teams. So they figure, if you've done this against the top 25 or the top 50 or whatever, that they're looking at largely the same group of teams. They are not, and never have, used it as a decision point. They've never once said this team is 33rd in the RPI and this team is 50th in the RPI and that's meaningful to us. It's not. It gets you looked at, you know. It's really more meaningful to your opponents that you're 33rd in the RPI. Because now you're a top 50 team. If you're 52nd, you're not. And so it's really more meaningful to your opponents. But it's not really gonna help you if all you have is RPI or really, honestly, any other metric. If all you have is KenPom, if all you have is RPI, or even if all you have is all of them, you have nothing. Because they're not decisive. They're informative, but they're not decisive.